Look, the Woolclasa has had a long history with the Australian wool industry. They're responsible for the preparation of wool as it leaves the shed and offered onto the market. It's a responsible role because you have to coordinate, communicate with the shearing team, and the whole essence is to ensure that the clip that's being prepared meets the code of practice or the Australian standard.
And you've just announced essentially that 19,000 people are now registered, accredited. Why do people become registered?
Well, firstly, you know, we're delighted at the fact that we've reached the 19,000 milestone because given that the state of the industry, decline in production, poor markets in recent times, it's actually great to know that there is still investment by wool growers and industry people in the product itself. The main reason I think that wool classing is sought after is because it's a skill base. It allows you, whether you're a professional wool classer or an owner classer, to have greater understanding and hopefully produce a better product when preparing wool for sale.
Has it surprised you a little bit that, like you say, given the industry has faced its fair share of challenges over the past few years, that there are still people wanting to be a part of it in that sense?
Well, not so much surprised me, but it's certainly been resilient over the last 10 or 15 years. We've seen dramatic changes in the industry, as we've just said, and the skill of wool classing is one that's still understood and valued, and that's an important factor for the industry going forward.
Of those 19,000 registered, do we have an idea of how many are active?
Look, year on year it'll probably change slightly, but somewhere between 13,000 and 14,000 of them are active wool classers. Now, bear in mind that the age of the average wool classer is increasing, just as in wool growing or farming. So it's great to know that we are regenerating the skill base with people coming in having completed the qualification and then going on to become registered.
And if we look at it from a state level, how's Victoria represented?
Yeah, look, Victoria's actually a well represented. We're the second largest, sorry, that was a bit of a faux pas, I'm ex-Victorian, but Victoria has the second largest number of professional wool classes and the third largest number of owner classes. It's actually a really good balance. We have something in the order of just over 2,700 professional classes and just over 1,000 owner classes through the state.
And what's the actual process if you decide, yes, this is something I want to do? How do you go about getting that accreditation?
Look, we're very fortunate in Australia to have terrific infrastructure through our TAFE colleges. To be an owner classer, a completion of a Certificate 3 is required, and Certificate 4 for professional wool classing. It's as simple as contacting the local TAFE to where you are, and they will walk you through the process of what's required, along with many things. The old days, you know, wool classing used to be a 3 or 4 year course. Today it's based on your ability to be competent and to have learnt in your time, more so than the structure of the institute. So education today is a lot more flexible, and I suppose it's also one of a suite of skills that you can use and can learn in your farming enterprise.
And as we've seen, wool's been pitching itself broadly as a luxury fibre. Does this play into that as well, that you can go onto the world market and say, well, this has been this has been classed by someone who knows what they're talking about?
Yeah, the industry has within it a number of different certificate types, and what each certificate type has a meaning. So a P certificate is something that buyers and traders look for because they know that it's been prepared on farm, direct from a farm, by a registered and trained wool classer. So it gives that level of confidence that the buyer knows that what they're going to see in the sample box or wherever they might buy that wool, they can be more or less assured that that wool will be the same as what's in the bale itself. And that's what differentiates Australian wool significantly from other countries, that we have that level of infrastructure, that level of assurance and confidence to trade in Australian wool.